Well, we've the governor or the secretary's money, the Recovery Act money, we've spent most of that. We got some of our seismometers were not even, we were basically having to go out and download from a chip to bring back the data. We got all of those linked up by cell phone modem. So that was one of the things we spent some money on, was the cell phone modems and the bills for that. We got all of the seismometers that REPSI had funded, and I'm trying to think, I've just been trying to go back and say, okay, pull together all the things we did with that. To some extent, part of the money has gone simply to hiring one of those analysts and paying for him. And so that's been an important project. Then we've got a couple of projects, various aspects, working with partners in the college, in the Mewbourne College of Earth and Energy, to understand the Arbuckle, to understand the basement. We've found a core that, let's see, who was it? Was this, I think it was an Amoco core. They had drilled, and they were doing essentially a drilling experiment, so they cored the entire section. So we got a beautiful section of the Arbuckle and several hundred feet, of the basement. So we've got a great core to study, and we're working with our staff and geologists, geophysicists, petroleum engineers upstairs to understand the Arbuckle better and the basement.
How many seismometers do you think the state should have for this network?
That ideal network, we would basically take out the 20 old ones we've got, use them as a temporary array, but then have about 60 researched quality seismometers installed in around the state. And the first places to go would probably be in that western area where the Scoop and Stack are. And, you know, essentially we'd try to fill in the current network, which concentrates pretty much in the earthquake area of interest. We'd fill in by expanding outward into that Scoop and Stack area. And then the second stage, I think, fills in our old array. And then the last piece is eastern Oklahoma.
Are you anticipating any funding from this year's legislature?
No. No, I mean, I don't like to put pressure on there, because we feel like this is something where we need to build an alliance to do that. And my major target will be, can we be confident that as we get an enhanced network, we've got the staff available to. And part of it is, one of the things we're using the governor's funding for is upgrading our software so that it's easier for a smaller number of analysts to do the work. And so there are a lot of efficiencies we're trying to capture with that. Then ultimately we'd like to see kind of a coalition. The Department of Energy has had some grant programs out there, like, and the REPSI project, where they actually expect you to show leveraging. You're going out to private industry to demonstrate that industry is engaged and believes in the project. That's the kind of alliance we'd like to build, is find some federal channels, find some companies. We even had one of the Tulsa Geological Societies, either Geological Geophysical Society, say, gee, could we buy you a seismometer? And then we told them the price, and they said, could we buy part of a seismometer? So we're looking for anybody we can. I've thought about talking to some of the emergency management, and not even necessarily looking for large contributions from counties, say, but simply to be able to put on the label, these guys contributed.
Should the energy industry do more itself?
We'd like to. It's tricky, because many of them have already put money into having their own monitoring network out there. And so how do we convince them that at the same time they should be investing in our longer-term, broader network? They can bring in a collection of seismometers and put them quite close to the exact operation they want to monitor. Ours would be, sort of permanent and distributed, but we still think we can give them the quality they need. Maybe not quite as low as some of the things they're able to monitor, but certainly in a more consistent and broad-based way. And we don't have the difficulties about sharing information that companies might have.
You mentioned this draft of a letter. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me that again?
EPA sent a letter to the Corporation Commission, and I think there was at least one headline about it. It was basically saying, you're not doing enough. And it felt kind of dated, because they were talking about they're a little out of date. And it's an official letter. I've seen copies of it. I think I even had a copy of it at one point. And I've seen at least one news report about that letter. And it more or less said, while the OGS has has described an apparent decrease in earthquake frequency. Well, by the time that letter came out, it was much more than an apparent decrease in frequency. It was a one-third drop in the frequency of earthquakes above magnitude 2.5. And then they said, we see a troubling increase in magnitude. Well, we had 3 magnitude 5s, and that is complicated. You have to ask questions. Do the big ones come sort of later than the more moderate earthquakes? There's just dozens of questions. The statistics don't allow you to say there's a pattern of increasing seismicity. What there is that we had these 3 earthquakes, and we had one in 2011, and we had one in 1952. The trend is generally, broadly, of declining seismic energy being released here. But those ones made it such that 2016 was the year when we had the most seismic energy released on record.
So you indicated Homeland Security?
DHS had a report. We were asked to comment on a very rough draft back early 2016, I think. And it's never seen the light of day, but the EPA felt that they could cite it in their letter. Even though we had, neither we nor the Corporation Commission had been given the opportunity to see the final report.
So it's never come out that you
know? As far as I know, it's never come out. And now, I think it's a valuable thing, no matter what party you belong to, it's a valuable study because it was being, they were getting a lot of experts engaged and trying to answer the questions. But I don't know what's happened to it. I really don't know because the conversations we had with them were quite fruitful. We said, here are some things you're not quite saying right. Here are some things you want to consider. So I was very enthusiastic about it. I thought it would give us, a clear indication of what the risk was for that facility.